So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is, of course, a show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. It is the center of the Cashflow Ninja universe. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, I don't know why you haven't. You can do so at cashflowninja.com/subscribe, and I'm dropping golden nuggets straight into your inbox every single week. And of course, if you haven't grabbed a copy of my book, The 21 Best Cashflow Ninjas, you can do so at cashflowninja.com or on amazon.com. When you do, please screenshot a proof of your purchase, send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we will give you access to a digital version of the book, an audio version of a book, a curated library of ninjas talking about the cash flow niches that I wrote about in the book, so you don't have to listen to 850 episodes, and more bonus goodies, again, available at cashflowninja.com or on amazon.com. Screenshot a proof of your purchase and send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com. In today's show, I want to talk about wildcard events. Now, we don't have a crystal ball. And by the way, fun fact, the crystal ball business is a tough gig, really tough gig. So we can't predict the future. And when you cannot predict the future, you need to be prepared for anything and everything. And that's what we preach here. That's what we're trying to do. You know, right now, at the time of recording, we're seeing a lot of inflation, which is the creation of currency units by the central bank in the country that you reside, which leads to more currency units chasing the same amount of goods and services, which then brings about asset inflation, an increase of all the hard assets, and price inflation, which leads to an increase of all the goods and services that you need for survival, like rent, clothes, and food. To add fuel to this fire, through a series of events, we now have a reduced amount of goods and services with all of these many currency units chasing them around. So we've seen inflation big time in asset prices, and then also as far as price inflation with the prices of goods and services necessary for survival, like rent, like clothing, like food. So for the most part, we've discussed inflation and an inflationary environment and what's good in an inflation. And if you've listened to our shows, we've shared, and on a previous show, we've shared the simplified portfolio with cash, metals, your cash flow portfolio, and your growth part of your portfolio. So cash, we have some on hand, we have some in life insurance policies, and we have some in stable coins. Metals, we have them with custodians, we have some in a safe place, and then also our cash flow portfolio, which is mostly real estate in different niches, energy, and so forth. And then in the growth bucket, you have cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Now, that portfolio would do pretty well in an inflationary environment, right? Cash is going to, of course, be devalued, but your metals are going to maintain their value. Your cash flow portfolio would do really well. And our cash flow portfolios have done really well in an inflationary environment, because you see a lot of asset inflation. So you see a lot of appreciation of the assets that you have, and you're seeing increase in cash flow from those assets too. And then, of course, crypto has really enjoyed the inflationary environment, especially Bitcoin. which has a limited supply and is money that you can own, money that you can warehouse, and money that you can spend. Now, that's an inflationary environment, and that's the environment that we're in. But what if there is a deflationary environment that comes about tomorrow? How could that be possible? Wild cards. Absolute wild cards. So the biggest wild card right now, the biggest one, is happening in the debt market. And my friend Francis Hunt was on the Cash Flow Ninja podcast, and he shared what we're seeing in the debt markets. We're seeing a drop in demand for especially U.S. debt. So we're seeing a drop in demand for that, and we're actually starting to see interest rates coming up, the 10-year treasury coming up, and the yields increasing. So this is setting up a scenario where we could see the debt market pop. It is a massive bubble. The debt market, you can look it up, the size of it. It is the biggest market by far. I mean, you know, it's pretty standard that it would be in a debt-based monetary system, right? That the debt market would be the biggest. But it is the biggest market on the planet. And then when that market pops, there's not a single market that will not feel the effect of a debt market popping. There's no way to hide. There's no way to run. This will be felt by every single market. Bitcoin doesn't fix that. You're in your Bitcoin. Guess what? It is very liquid. And all of a sudden, there could be a massive sell-off of Bitcoin and cryptos because they need money to cover margin calls and to cover other positions and to save other assets that they're invested in that is not as liquid as crypto. So that is the first scenario. The first wild card is a debt market explosion, which will have a massive deflationary impact and will absolutely obliterate every single market on the planet, whether it's equity, whether it's markets, whether it's Forex, whether it's real estate, whether it's crypto, whether it is commodities. Commodities will take a hit initially, but then, you know, commodities, in my opinion, with my best insights and thinking at the time, if that happens, should come back pretty quickly, much quicker than all the other markets. But that's the first wild card. Wild card number one, a debt market collapse. Wild card number two, if you look this up, the World Economic Forum, our friends out of Davos, led by Klaus Schwab, did an exercise called Cyber Polygon. And that was actually a pandemic spread through our cyber world and through the internet. And we have to essentially then shut down the internet globally because of this cyber pandemic. It's called Cyber Polygon was the exercise that they did. It's interesting to look at the exercises that countries and think tanks, such as the World Economic Forum, engages in, because it gives you an insight of what these folks are anticipating or preparing for. That would be a massive wildcard event. That would lead to a massive inflationary impact on our global world. So Cyber Polygon, a cyber pandemic, would absolutely have a massive, massive deflationary impact. Another deflationary impact from another wild card would be a similar sort of scenario, but there's an exercise that the IMF did with 10 countries. They've done two exercises now, whereby there was hackers that attacked the global financial markets in an infrastructure and also banks. And this would lead to a collapse of the global financial system and bank runs. That's in their exercise. I mean, you could read all about it on Reuters. So another exercise that is very, very interesting reading that also doesn't give me a lot of warm and fuzzy feelings. But essentially, with this cyber attack on the global financial system and on the banking system, this would have a massive deflationary event. Other deflationary event, I would say the fourth one would be critical infrastructure going down, power grids. As we saw in Texas, by the way, not so long ago in the United States. So is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. Anything is possible. Anything and everything is possible right now. So those would also be, I would say that event would also be a deflationary event, which would lead, which would have a deflationary impact. The same way that the pandemic essentially had a deflationary impact globally in the economy, because you essentially just shut off an economy. So it had a deflationary impact. So if there's another pandemic on the way, which a lot of folks are talking about, with more hemorrhagic viruses spreading, I guess that's one of the scenarios that's been shared broadly now, again, by think tanks. Then you would also have another deflationary event or an impact, just like we had with COVID-19 in 2020. So those are five scenarios right now, wild cards. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, you would be absolutely foolish not to do so. Go to cashflowninja.com/subscribe and you will get golden nuggets delivered to you straight into your inbox by me personally on a weekly basis. And then also, if you haven't grabbed a copy of the 21 Best Cashflow Ninjas, do so at cashflowninja.com or on amazon.com. And when you do, please screenshot a proof of your purchase and send it to my team, and you will get access to a digital version of the book, an audio version of the book, a curated library of Cashflow Ninjas talking about the niches in the book, and more bonus goodies. Appreciate you. And by the way, I just wanted to also just really thank you again from the bottom of my heart. There are so many people that are finding us because you are sharing what we do at the Cashflow Ninja with other people. It just really, really is amazing to see emails that we get. Appreciate you. Until next time, live infinitely. If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.